NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on Yahoo Sports Radio. I am your host, Mean Gene, the Sports Machine. And yes, we are back, folks. We are back from a long hiatus, which included almost 3 months. But anyway, it's almost time for the NFL season to kick off, the 2015 NFL season. And before I go any further, okay, the Sports Kings is a three-headed monster. We only have two today. One of us is on the line. He joins me each and every week from San Diego, California. You will get to know this guy if you don't already know him. Please welcome to the show, Ronnie Brooks.
Glad to be on the show, Gene. Glad to be back. It's been a long time, and let's get it on.
Let's get it on. And the third member of this chaotic group here is Hot Rod Johnson. Rod is on an Alaskan cruise. Who in the heck goes on an Alaskan cruise right at the beginning of preseason, Ronnie?
I don't know. He better get it out of his system now.
He better get it out of his system. But anyway, and we also are back here in the presence of our great, awesome producer, Mike Pearson. Hey, Ronnie, I walked in with I'm wearing a Stanford shirt, by the way, which, I mean, I do like Stanford, but I am a Pac-12 fan. I know Mike Pearson is a big USC guy. You know he wouldn't even let me in the door?
Well, you're a USC man.
I am a USC man, but this shirt was given to me by a great friend of mine. Her son played for Stanford, and it's a nice shirt. I've had this thing for about 3 years, so I should have known better. I knew Mike was going to be here. So anyway, folks, this is the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Mike, what you got, Mike?
I was going to say the shirt makes him feel smarter, so whatever floats his boat.
See, hey, come on, you're right. You're doggone right. Stanford, a bunch of smart people go there. Unfortunately, I was not one of them. Anyway, folks, the show is brought to you by DraftKings.com. Going to be talking about a huge event that's going to be happening with DraftKings.com. They are the head sponsor for the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Also, another familiar sponsor. How about that? Running at web design company, ONFX. That's right. They designed our website, SportsKings.net. Okay, go to their site, onfx.com. If you are trying to put together a unique website, you have to go there. Okay, they're affordable, and they do it all. And they're out of Chicago, which is one of our lovely cities we like to visit, onfx.com. So, Ronnie, some of the things we're going to be talking about today, folks, we are going to be talking about the Hall of Fame weekend. We got some great individuals that are going to be going into the Hall of Fame. We're going to talk about each and every last one of them. We're also going to talk about NFL news. I know there's a lot of things going on out there in the NFL, and we will get you caught up on all of that. We will talk about the preseason, which is going to get underway. How about this? Going to get underway Sunday night with the preseason game between the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ronnie, and the Minnesota Vikings.
Great game, but it looks like Ben will not be playing a lot. I mean, don't look like he's going to be playing in this game.
Well, the first game nobody plays. I mean, that first preseason game, come on. You'd be lucky to see any starters. But it's not even so much about the game, the Hall of Fame game, as it is about, you know, Jerome Bettis, of course, from the Pittsburgh Steelers, inducted into the Hall of Fame. And how about Mick Tinglehoff, who played all of his career with the Minnesota Vikings. He's also going to be in the Hall of Fame. We're going to be talking about them in the next segment. But you're going to have a lot of purple and black and gold around the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton. So it's going to be an interesting game from that perspective. The Steeler fans, if you know Steeler Nation, they are worldwide, man. I guarantee you there's so much black and gold running around Canton right now. It's unbelievable.
Yep, and also you got the Raiders, Tim Brown.
Yeah, Tim Brown, deservingly so. And oh, my goodness, man. I mean, who would have thought? Tim Brown should have been in there a long time ago, and I won't even get into the politics of, you know, how things are done in the Hall of Fame selection. Quite different in baseball, I guess, but nevertheless, hey, he's in there. We're going to highlight some of the things that he did to get there along with some of the other guys, Ronnie. This is a Hall of Fame weekend, and I tell you what, if you've never been to Canton, you have to put that on your bucket list, because Sports Kings had an opportunity to go up there a couple of years ago, and we just, oh, my goodness, a wonderful place, a wonderful experience. The game itself, maybe not so much popular, but the speeches, everything that takes place from these Hall of Famers, man. You're talking about grab your box of tissue. If you're a grown man, you can cry your butt off because these guys are going to talk about their lives and everything, and it's just a remarkable thing. So we're going to get you ready for all of that stuff here along with some of this other stuff. I didn't think we would be talking about – I thought we would be talking about the accomplishments of the New England Patriots, you know, defending their Super Bowl, but I tell you what, we're going to be talking about something else. Stick around, folks. A great show. You are listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Never miss a moment of Yahoo Sports Radio.
Just go to YSRpodcast.com.
The Yahoo Sports Radio Podcast Center. Always on for you. YSRpodcast.com.
Do you want an edge in the workplace? Do you want to get ahead professionally? Do you want to be the first person in the office with the best idea? Hi, I'm Dr. Darren Mitchell. I'm a chiropractor, and I spent the better part of 15 years studying natural-based interventions called functional medicine. I'm particularly interested in a category of substances called nootropics. These nootropics can improve brain function that aid with memory, intelligence, motivation, and attention. Fortunately, I found a really great product, and it's called Mental Bright. Mental Bright is a unique blend of ingredients, all derived from natural sources. Ingredients that have been tested and verified to improve your ability to focus, your ability to remember, and your ability to think clearly. Mental Bright can help you stand out in the workplace. Go to mentalbright.com and order the product. Call 855-633-BRIGHT. That's 855-633-2744. After just about 30 days, your memory will improve, your focus will be better. You will think like you did when you were younger. Nobody wants to have senior moments.
Have a Mental Bright moment.
Go to mentalbright.com.
Try Mental Bright today.
This is Hit 'Em Up with Jeff Ketchum.
By the way, Miley Cyrus will be the host of this year's VMAs. If you'll remember, she did the whole putting her backside on Robin Thicke's front side, and she will be the host. I expect nudity and armpit hair. Miley's in, I'm in.
Hit 'em up with Jeff Ketchum. Weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio.
The Steve Zabin Show.
She was talking so much junk before the fight, which, by the way, Rousey should thank her for because it helps sell fights. And she got busted out in 34 seconds.
Hey, how about
She lasted longer than Rousey's previous two opponents, so she had that going for her.
Yeah.
Waking up America like no one else.
Of course, the way she crumpled to the mat, face first, with her ass in the air and her legs splayed. Some people are now doing the Betch Correa Challenge, which, like griffoning, was once a thing. Back in the day, you got to sort of fold yourself into a triangle with your face first on the ground and your arms limp at your side.
And take a picture, like planking?
Yeah.
Okay.
And take a picture, yeah. Take a picture, put it on social media.
I'm betching. Look at that.
The Steve Zabin Show. Mornings.
6 to 10 Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio. Inside the Lines.
With former Carolina Panthers GM
Marty Herndon.
Talk with Daryl Moose Johnston. Cam Newton was signed to an extension. We feel he's a franchise quarterback here in Carolina. What's your opinion?
Is he Tom Brady? No, not many people are Tom Brady. I think there's a lot of pieces in place. I'm excited to see what they do. Carolina believes that they have the quarterback that can take him to the place that they want to go to. And I think a lot of that happened down the stretch last year with the way he played.
Inside the Lines with Marty Herndon. Weekdays 10 a.m. till noon Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Listen to this. That's the sound of you losing weight with Nutribullet, the superfood nutrition extractor. Nutribullet turns ordinary fresh food into superfood. In about 30 seconds, Nutribullet breaks down fruits and vegetables, creating a deliciously healthy drink your body can absorb for a satisfying blast of nutrition that can help you drop pounds fast.
I lost about 10 pounds and feel amazing.
I've lost 17 pounds. I've lost almost 10 inches.
I've lost about 40 pounds.
I love it. I've never felt this good in my life. Never.
The Nutribullet 30-day slim down plan is easy and risk-free. If you don't lose the weight within 30 days, return it for a full refund. Order today and get a month's supply of our fat-burning Boost, a $20 value, absolutely free. Call 800-221-5550 now and get the 30-day slim down plan risk-free. Call 800-221-5550. 800-221-5550. Results will vary based upon the commitment to the Nutribullet slim down plan, diet, and exercise.
It is the complete NFL Countdown Show.
Get you ready for kickoff on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Once again, from the Quick and Loud Studios, it's Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
Back, folks. Once again, you are listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on Yahoo Sports Radio. Me, Gene, and Ronnie B talking to you, and our third member, Rod Johnson. Rod, I know you're out there. I'm sure they got some sort of signal on that Alaskan cruise that you're on. You're missing a hell of a show, buddy. But anyway, folks, DraftKings.com. It's almost the time for NFL fantasy, okay? But we got a huge thing going on here. Okay, DraftKings Week 1 Kickoff Bash, okay? You can win access to the Ultimate Oceanside Bash. This is at the Fountain Blue Miami Beach, September 11th through the 14th, all-inclusive trip for two. All you got to do is play in the free preseason NFL contest, which is on August 9th, for your shot to win a Kickoff Bash package. But before you do that, you have to register with DraftKings.com, okay? And to do that, simply go to their site, DraftKings.com. But if you really want to have a chance to win this kickoff bash, you have to enter the special promo code SK2015. SK2015. Folks, I want you to take advantage of this because, hey, there's nothing like hanging out in South Beach, okay? And this is a huge, huge promo brought to you by DraftKings.com. So, all right, Hall of Fame weekend happening in Canton, Ohio. Man, I wish we could have been there because I know what's going on there. I know the excitement, the fans, the Hall of Famers. I remember talking to Larry Smith Larry Allen. I'm sorry, with the Dallas Cowboys, and I said, Larry, you're getting ready to give the speech of your life, and I said, are you ready? He says, nope, I'm not ready. He says, I'm going to, do what I need to do and try to get through, the topics. And if you remember looking at Larry Allen's Hall of Fame induction speech, he had these sunglasses on. And he had them on because he was crying the entire time. He had cried the night before. He cried during the speech. But it was remarkable. And that's a lot of the things that you can expect. You know, when those Hall of Famers come up there and tell the stories about their lives. And I was also talking with our producer, Mike Pearson, about Curly Cup, who got in the Hall of Fame. He was in that same class with Larry Allen, and how these guys will talk about the influence that their parents had on them, mainly their mothers. But, Shannon Sharp dropped the grandma one on us and had everybody crying. But anyway, it's remarkable. So let's talk about the class of 2015, the inductees for the Hall of Fame. Ronnie, we are going to start appropriately because you're in San Diego. We are going to start with Junior Seau. Junior Seau is in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Yes, he is. And the former Charger, also a New England Patriot, had 20 years of football, and he was just a great guy. People loved him. Unfortunately, his loss is felt around San Diego more than any player other than Tony Gwynn.
Yeah, and to not have both of those, I can't believe we would say, hey, San Diego Hall of Famers, when it comes to that city, the contribution that Tony Gwynn and Junior Seau made. But Junior Seau, a legend in that city, man, and rightfully so. He's in the NFL Hall of Fame. I mean, this guy was a beast. If you ever went up against Junior Seau, if you watch number 55 on that field, he was remarkable and deservingly in the NFL Hall of Fame. How about Jerome Bettis, the bus, Ronnie, the bus? A lot of folks, I tell you, man, Pittsburgh's Steeler Nation. That's why you're going to see so many Steeler black and gold jerseys hanging around Canton this weekend, because Steeler Nation, man, you get one of our guys. That's right, I said our guys, because Mean Gene has never shied away from telling you I roll with Steeler Nation. And to have Jerome Bettis in there, I know that the Notre Dame alumni, those folks there, probably just happy also that he's in there. He's going to be on a sculpture and wearing that gold jacket, Ronnie. How about that, Jerome Bettis?
Yeah, he's one of the best backs in the Super Bowl area, you know, power back to ever, you know, to make it in the Hall of Fame. You got Earl Kale, John Riggins, Jerome Bettis, and then in the future, you know, it'll be Marshawn Lynch probably. Jerome Bettis, Pittsburgh is so close to Canton. Just imagine, you know, we already know.
100 miles. Yeah, exactly. 100 miles from Pittsburgh to Canton, Ohio. So I know all the highways are shut down because Steeler fans ain't going to let nobody drive on them. I mean, I already know what's going on up there. But nevertheless, hey, Runner, you talking about power back Jerome Bettis. Come on, goal line. Did anyone have a chance? And you compared him to Marshawn Lynch a little bit. I mean, when it came to putting the bus on the goal line, that's where he got the title, the bus, right? Because, man, he would drive right on in there on short yardage.
Yeah, he was a beast, and that's where the beast mode gets his name from. And Jerome, it's a good guy. And the good thing about it, he went out as a winner in the Super Bowl. That's the kind of thing in his hometown of Detroit. You can't beat to write a story like that.
No, I know, and he did it the way you're supposed to do it. I guess, as Frank Sinatra would say, I did it my way. Anyway, hey, how about this one? This guy right here always was in some sort of controversy, but there's one thing you can't take from this guy, and I'm talking about Charles Haley. You can't take those 5 Super Bowl championships from this guy. Should have been in a long time ago, and I think most of us in the media know why he probably didn't get in. He was not the friendliest person to communicate with if you were a journalist, but at the same time, his body of work on the football field, how about this, 6 NFC championship games in the span of 7 seasons, and like I say, he's got 5 rings. He can just show you his right hand or left hand, and that's it. You don't have to say nothing else, Ronnie.
Yeah, he's a good player for the 49ers. Great player with the Cowboys. I mean, it was a steal from the Cowboys when he left the 49ers. And it just brought him and Deion brought that team to another level on both teams. And so he's in a class by himself. He was a beast. It took 2 people to hold him, sometimes 3. And he still got to the quarterback. And, you had to account for him on that defensive line. You know, offensive line had to account for him coming across.
His speech should be pretty exciting. I mean, because I know for a fact, like I said, a lot of controversy around getting him in there. But, man, come on now. We have all been an advocate of Charles Haley. There's no way you're going to walk around with 5 Super Bowl rings and not be in the Hall of Fame. This guy is in, deservingly so. And congratulations to Charles Haley. And how about this? He is a member of the 100 Sack Club, okay? Barely with that 100, but he got it. So congratulations, Charles Haley. How about this next guy, man? Notre Dame. Notre Dame looking good for the Hall of Fame class of 2015. Tim Brown, man, a solid guy. Tim Brown, oh, my goodness. Some of the things I remember when he fumbled the ball at Notre Dame on the kickoff, man, and that was almost the end of his career as a player, not less a college player, not less NFL. But Tim Brown, remarkable guys, used to just tear up folks on the field with that speed of his. Tim Brown, Ronnie, is in the Hall of Fame.
One of Al Davis's favorite players, loved him from the get go, and is just he's a Raider. And he also played for Tampa Bay 1 year. But Tim Brown was consistent, always put up great numbers, and just could get the job done.
Yeah, 81. And Tim Brown lives in the Dallas area and has a nice house there. I've always tried to get in there. He keeps that gate closed and those dogs out there and that security guard. I'm going to have to find another way to get in there, talk to Tim Brown. But I did get a chance to interview Tim Brown. How about this? Tim Brown and Jerry Rice both played with the Raiders in that Super Bowl run that the Raiders made unbelievable. Two Hall of Famers there, but Tim Brown, 36-year-old, when he played with Mr. Rice, who Rice was, I think, 40 years old. So that incredible stuff, though. Ronnie, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Great guy, and you know, he's a testament to the of one of the good guys on the Raiders.
John Gruden is just crazy about the guy. I mean, probably one of his favorite players there on the Raiders, and he probably won't say that out loud, but nevertheless, though, John Gruden had some wonderful things to say about Tim Brown. But anyway, folks, hey, the list continues. We have more NFL Hall of Famers that we need to talk about. Will Shills, Mick Tingerhoff, Ron Wolf, and Bill Polian. Stick around, okay? We don't want you to miss anything. You are listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Pat 40, National College columnist for Yahoo Sports.
And you're listening to Yahoo Sports Radio.
And we're always online at yahoosportsradio.com.